Happy lunchtime, everybody. This is First Warm Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich. A warm, almost spring-like day out there. We've got some thin cloud cover, especially the farther south and east you go. Temperatures in many locations low to mid-60s, and I wouldn't be shocked to see near 70-degree readings from Lancaster to Chesterfield out towards Anson and Richmond counties. Now, there is a little bit of drizzle in a few spots, but the rain really is not that big of a deal right now. It's going to become a bigger deal as we go into the evening hours. We've got this cold front back to the west, which is slowly creeping our way. It'll bring waves of showers tonight, but really it's going to be tomorrow as a secondary wave of low pressure forms on the southern part of the front. It'll track up the Appalachian chain and bring heavy rain for areas east of the mountains and then areas west towards the Tennessee line. Tomorrow night into Thursday morning, we're going to see a little bit of snow. Right now, it looks like about 2 to 4 inches, very close to the Tennessee line, but I'm betting 1 to 2, maybe as much as 3 along the Blue Ridge, and that's about it. The farther east you go, those totals are going to go way down because the system's moving pretty quickly. So today, spring-like. Tomorrow, somewhat spring-like, and then the bottom drops out on Thursday. We will probably start the day in the 50s, but the temperature will fall throughout the day. So kind of a turbulent week ahead with very cold air coming in for the weekend and a little bit of snow for the North Carolina mountains. Of course, I'll break this all down for you and be tracking all the rain on First Warm Doppler radar starting today at 4, 5, and 6 p.m. I'll see you then on News Channel 36. Have a great Tuesday.